For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah. For the mountain kind.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, April 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Kaseya buys data. Here's my take. And the actual future of IT services from the data. This is the Business of Tech. So the big headline in the world of MSPs is that Kaseya is acquiring Datto. With funding led by Insight Partners, who are back at the table after previously investing rounds in Kaseya, the two companies will operate entirely independently until the deal is finalized, which is expected to close in the second half of 2022. Why do we care? I saw a commentator say it's not good news for anybody, and one might think this is mass chaos based on the buzz on social media and on Reddit. I'll start with my standard advice here. Nothing is different about these products today than was true yesterday. Calm down. Let's start with the financial motivations. I can tell you today that any shareholders in Datto just made 52%. So it's good for them. And mind you, anyone at Datto with stock coming as part of their compensation. Now, onto the investors. They think they can make more money here, as shocking they have before. For a sense, Insight Partners is doing deals very regularly. This is just Monday for them. They've made 80 investments so far this year, and Crunchbase has them listed at currently 859 investments, with 576 as the lead. This one is big, but they have $46.1 billion in 11 funds. These gamblers, and remember, they're gambling, make money by taking these pools and placing them on bets out in the market. The takeaway is that this is not a big deal for Insight. It's just not. It's Monday. And they're even playing with an asset they know and like and have used before. TechCrunch recently covered how they have a, quote, stunning $90 billion in assets under management. They aren't even alone as the investors in this deal. All about the financial play, people. This leads to the predictions. You won't see any product changes in 2022. Period. They'll go out of their way to keep things the same until the deal closes. Once that happens, start a timer for 12 months of executive chaos. As any student of M&A preaches, the problematic part is company cultures coming together. Prediction: the Kaseya management team is dominant. Insight likes them, has worked with them, and knows what they're getting. Product predictions are easy because, despite the noise of headline RMM overlap, there's a lot that doesn't overlap. IT Glue, rapid-fire tools, compliance managers, spanning cloud apps, IT agent, Graphis, Rocket Cyber, and True Methods, and then Datto Commerce, Wi-Fi, switches, and edge routers. IT Glue is so notable that they put it twice in the press release. Well done, PR folks. Sure, there's overlap on backup with Datto Suite and Unitrends. That's easy. Everything survives. Serious, backup is so crowded that they're not the only company with more than one solution. So two categories remain, PSA and RMM. This is also easy to predict. On RMM, I say Kaseya's VSA survives. However, there won't be any discussion of sunsetting Datto RMM until 2024 or 2025. If they're clever, they'll find a way to merge the two. If they're not, they'll offer price incentives to keep people around. On PSA, Autotask becomes dominant, but BMS and Vorex survive and are positioned differently. Again, no noise about pulling them together in 2022 or 2023. And a final piece of advice. For those who like your products, now is the time to lock things in. Rather than freak out, you have two management teams highly motivated to keep you on the ranch. Leverage that as far as you can go, because retention is the name of the game for the leadership right now. You have the most power you will have during this transition right now. For those of you who don't like the products, you have three options. First, you can wait out the leadership changes while considering your options. Second, you can leverage the inevitable flurry of competitive hawks that will swoop in. Or third, consider the larger sense of where the market is going. Look to my coverage of Apple and Microsoft, and I'll tease a larger editorial I'm working on. Because in all cases, there is absolutely no urgency. From a business operations perspective, nothing has changed. Two pieces of market news today. Gartner thinks IT spending will rise 4% this year and specifically cites technology service providers as increasing prices due to a lack of IT talent and more competitive salaries. This is helping drive spending on IT services up 6.8% this year and 8.5% next year. Gartner's analysis of IT spending over the next 2 years demonstrates that the path toward digital transformation takes longer than 2 years, with IT spending rising and forecasted to rise significantly in each year since the pandemic. Companies are channeling cash where they can ease operational constraints and boost cash flow. Information Services Group's report says similar stuff. The global market for IT and business services grew at its fastest rate ever in 2021. Quoting VentureBeat, a key takeaway from the study is that managed service providers, MSPs, face a market of bountiful opportunities, but must prepare for this growth by embracing complex technologies like hybrid cloud management, root cause analysis, and automation. OpsRamp also asked MSPs to name just one technology that would get the most traction in 2022. Managed cloud services and managed network services tied for the top spot, each garnering 20% of responses, outpacing managed security services at 16%. IT infrastructure monitoring was the clear winner for the most critical technology needed to manage delivery of those services, selected by 55% of respondents, followed by network performance monitoring at 47%. Why do we care? This would normally be my lead story, but I knew the audience can't resist the data one. But these data points are more important. Listen to what the survey said. While respondents said that IT infrastructure monitoring is the most important technology, the key takeaway is that hybrid cloud management, root cause analysis, and automation are the needs. In the deal we talked about before, I'd argue that root cause analysis isn't in there. Hybrid cloud management barely is, and only automation is a core expertise. Rather than spend time looking at the past, spend time looking to the future and addressing the real needs ahead. That's why we care. As an MSP, managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I did want to make sure to include two stories today, not just the data one. So we went a little bit long. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.